This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London Gatwick has crashed after takeoff today. The flight, which departed from Ahmedabad at 1:38 p.m., was carrying 242 passengers, including two pilots and 10 crew members on board in Boeing 787-8 aircraft. Of these, 169 are Indian nationals, including former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, 53 are British nationals, 1 Canadian national and 7 Portuguese nationals. The injured were taken to the nearest hospitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu about the plane crash in Ahmedabad. He took stock of the situation and directed the union ministers to ensure that all possible assistance is extended immediately to those affected in the wake of the air mishap. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer has expressed grief over the Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, he said that the crash of a plane carrying many British nationals is devastating. He added that his thoughts are with the passengers and their families at this deeply distressing time. Following the Air India flight crash incident in Gujarat, the Indian Railways will run two special trains to facilitate passengers from Ahmedabad. One train will operate from Ahmedabad to Mumbai and another train from Ahmedabad to New Delhi. Union Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav has highlighted the Modi government's sustained efforts in promoting yoga as a transformative wellness practice across India and globally. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the Ayush minister spoke about India's significant leap in the institutionalization of yoga from the creation of the Ministry of Ayush in 2014 to the global celebration of International Yoga Day, bringing India's ancient heritage to the forefront of the world stage. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main, who is also the minister in charge of finance, tax, excise and narcotics, convened a comprehensive review meeting of the Department of Tax, Excise and Narcotics on Thursday at his secretariat office in Itanagar. In the meeting, the deputy chief minister directed the department to intensify efforts to bring all eligible firms within the GST threshold for mandatory registration. He stressed on the need for awareness campaigns and outreach programs about benefits of GST registration along with the Arunachal Chamber of Commerce and Industries. To ensure consistent progress, Main also called for monthly reviews of the department's performance with a focus on improving compliance and boosting revenue collection. State Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sain convened a coordination meeting with the Director of Department of State Information and Public Relations at Nirvachan Bhavan in Itanagar on Thursday. In the meeting, the CEO urged the Director of Information and Public Relations to establish a dedicated section for election-related news, creation of official CEO IPR WhatsApp group for real-time updates. He also emphasized on authentic information sources for right election updates and its dissemination. Deputy Chief Electoral Officer Shania Kayamije informed that ECI will organize a national-level media workshop at IIIDEM in New Delhi on 7 July this year. Arunachal Pradesh is allotted 10 spots. He urged media houses to send nominations to the director IPR, who will shortlist and forward a final list to the CEO's office on 20th of this month. Deputy Commissioner East Siang Sonalika Jivani has taken a comprehensive review of the monsoon and other disaster management preparedness and mitigation contingency plans by various departments on Thursday at the DC's conference hall in Pasighat. Jivani urged for strengthening the urban flood management cell and instructed for submission of details by concerned departments on the status of city drainage system and cleaning efforts in Pasighat and sub-divisional levels. Deputy Chief Minister and the Minister in Charge of Power, Chona Main, took a detailed review on the activities of the Department of Power in a meeting at the DK Convention Centre in Itanagar Yesterday, in his address, Main said that the 2,000 crore Chief Minister's comprehensive state power development program announced in Budget 2025 will be implemented over 4 years to further strengthen transmission and distribution system. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.